We're going to come up on a badger burrow here in about 20 seconds.
Susan Kirks has spent the last 12 years working to save badger habitat.
So this is a classic burrow where the opening is an elliptical large hole. It's a really good thing for your garden. If you can tolerate, you know, there's a hole there for a while, the badger will naturally control your gopher population. And if you know in this area, West Petaluma, there are a lot of gopher.
Badgers are no longer common in California. The California Department of Fish and Game lists them as a species of special concern. Their populations are in trouble, but they don't qualify for government protection as threatened or endangered species do. Many biologists believe they deserve stronger protection, but political opposition to listing species is stiff these days. That's part of the reason why Kirks and other members of the Paula Lane Action Network wanted this patch of land to remain natural. Several years ago, it had been slated for a 21-home housing development. After a lot of work and a couple of rolls of red tape, Kirk's group in the city of Petaluma got what they needed this spring, a matching $1 million grant from the Sonoma County Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District to purchase the land and set it aside forever. When complete, the preserve will host walking paths, benches, gardens, and educational programs. And the animals that are already here? They plan to keep those. And for the animals that migrate through, the doors will stay open.
We do have mountain lions come through, but they're not resident here. So this area, Paula Lane, is really essential for connecting Helen Putnam Regional Park and Southwest Petaluma to North Petaluma, to Marin Creek, and Northwest Petaluma. There are over 100 bird species resident and migratory. So in the winter, we have great blue heron, white-tailed kite.
Badgers are key parts of their local ecosystem, say biologists. Reptiles and amphibians use their burrows, and they keep local gopher and rodent populations in check. But the creatures have some formidable misconceptions to battle. Some neighbors worry that badgers are dangerous and could attack their children or grandchildren. But calls to the Department of Fish and Wildlife and Sonoma County's Animal Care and Control District revealed no recorded cases of a badger biting or harassing a human. Meanwhile, the respite given to the Paula Lane badgers has been short-lived. Kirk says they face new challenges.
It's very unusual for a burrow to be this close to the residences. We believe this because there is a new owner of an adjacent property where there's also habitat that they unfortunately have been destroying left and right. So we're hoping to coordinate with the State Department of Fish and Game and our biologists to help stop that.
Kirk hopes the Paula Lane Preserve will change the public's perception of badgers. When people see one, she says they're changed forever.
They're so stunning looking with the black and white fur striped head and then the brown and grayish fur body low to the ground. It's like you're looking at this prehistoric creature, and it's not like really looking at, say, a bird in a tree that you see all the time. And people just have wonderful stories about how, oh, I saw a badger once, only one time in my life.
From the hilltops of Petaluma, looking for badgers, I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.